Step six is a little bit more esoteric or abstract, but it might just be the most important. We need to make it where sustainable packaging is ROI positive for brands. Learn more here today.
My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. This very special season or series where we're talking about how to make sustainable packaging the norm in the cannabis industry and then beyond. My name is Mike Markarian with Contempo Specialty Packaging. ContempoPackaging.com. You can also find us at Contempo Specialty on Instagram or also on LinkedIn and on YouTube. Our cannabis packaging show is on YouTube, which we've talked a lot about sustainable packaging there as well. So maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. I think you will enjoy what you see there. So step number six in our seven-step plan to make sustainable packaging the norm, make sustainable packaging ROI positive for brands. Make sustainable packaging ROI positive, return on investment positive for brands. What that means is, how do we move sustainable packaging from being this ethical expense, this ethical obligation? I'm going to spend money on sustainable packaging because I believe it's the right thing to do for the planet. That's a small percentage of the world that thinks that way. What we have to figure out, what I want to unleash the innovators of the world to think about, are ways that we can make sustainable packaging, wow, if I choose sustainable packaging, profits, cash flow, customers are going to come flowing into me. And I think if we get into that perspective, everyone's going to move. It's sort of a thought process or maybe a philosophical philosophizing, but I'll go into that for a minute. I believe it's important to see the world as it is, not as you wish it was. I think if you look at the world as you wish it was, you might delude yourself. You might find yourself not having success that you deserve or that you could have because you sort of see things a certain way. So many people, we wish that we could promote our sustainable packaging and everyone would come knocking down our doors, paying more for it. And even if no consumer understood what was going on, they would continue to spend more money because it was good for the planet. I don't believe we live in that world, and I think we all know that we don't live in that world. There's a small percentage of people that think that way, and the rest of people don't think that way. And I'm not even saying those rest of people are wrong because they're running businesses. You have to make money. You have to have profits to have a business. However, what will make sustainable packaging the norm is when those individuals say to themselves, if I choose this sustainable package, let's say our 100% hemp packaging, which I believe, I hope, will be the catalyst that makes sustainable packaging the norm in the cannabis industry and beyond. So if I pitch the 100% hemp box and I say hemp is better for these reasons, we don't cut down trees, it's the end of deforestation. That's something that everyone can get behind. This is going to be good for your brand. And they say, well, Mike, that sounds really good, but what's the cost increase? And I say, well, a 20-cent carton is not going to be more like 40 or 45. And they're looking strictly at, okay, I'm going to pay 25 cents more per box. If that's all they focus on, what's the odds that they're going to move forward? Probably not much. Now, if they really are big in environmentalism, if they really believe in sustainable packaging as a core to their brand, as something consumers care about, the odds are a little bit higher that they're going to choose sustainable packaging. But if we could get to the point where I'm saying, look, you can choose the 20-cent box or you could choose the 45-cent box. But by choosing the 45-cent box, it's not just that you're doing good. It's not just that you're protecting the planet. It's not just that you're making this whole thing possible, that you're building a demand for the hemp material so that one day it could be cost neutral or even less. Put those things aside, those altruistic things. By choosing the 45-cent box at the end of the year, there's going to be more cash in your company's bank account. At that moment, people say that extra money is getting invested in some way in my marketing. That's the moment where I think sustainable packaging will become the norm. Another way it could happen is where consumers just demand it at such a level that people have to do it. That's the other way that this could happen as well, which is another form of this happening. But similar to the last episode, I just want to get people thinking about ways to make sustainable packaging ROI positive for brands. How do you make it where by choosing sustainable packaging, you get all these benefits, all this good stuff will happen to you. And by not choosing sustainable packaging, you miss out on all these benefits. I mean, it's sort of like the basics, but that's kind of the way that business should be run. Like, let's keep it simple. So think about ideas, think about ways beyond the altruistic. You should use sustainable because it's good for humanity. What ideas can you come up with that will make it a no-brainer? How do you make sustainable packaging a no-brainer for every single person that you or that a packaging company would pitch sustainable packaging to? It's a mindset thing. It's a little bit abstract, but again, I have a project that I'm working on that's going to work on doing this. I believe it's going to have a major impact in making sustainable packaging the norm, because this project is going to help sustainable packaging become ROI positive for brands all over the world. We can only hope, right? That's the vision, but I believe that there's very, very good reasons to believe that it will come to reality. So try things, test things, market things. If it doesn't work, that's okay. That's okay. Tweak it, modify it. Maybe the idea is good, you just had to modify it a little bit. And if it doesn't work, you move on. I mean, that's what we've heard for how many years. Every great success, we hear it, it's almost a cliche. You know, you try it, and if it doesn't work, you know, Edison failed all these times, and why don't we live that? So think of some ideas. What ways can we make packaging ROI positive for brands? How do we make it so that it's not an ethical obligation? Oh, I have to use sustainable because it's good for the planet. How do we show brands and make a convincing case that moving to sustainable packaging is ROI positive? I'm going to be thinking about that a lot. I think it's something that we should all be thinking about, and I think it's an essential step to making sustainable packaging the norm in the cannabis industry and beyond. All right, six steps down. The final step is coming next. All right. Thank you all for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. Hope you're enjoying this series. And let's leave it there. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening, everyone. I really appreciate your time. The time for greenwashing is over, and we're going to make sustainable packaging the norm. If you are a brand and you want to go from traditional to sustainable packaging, feel free to email a picture of your current packaging to wow@contempopackaging.com and just say, here's my traditional packaging. And the Contempo team will send you three options that are more sustainable. If there are, maybe you're already doing a great job, but feel free to take us up on that offer. Email wow@contempopackaging.com. Just write in the subject line something like, here is my traditional packaging. Snap a picture, and we will send you up to three ways to make your packaging more sustainable. We don't claim to know it all. Maybe you know something that we don't, but we're going to give it our best, and we get some great stuff that we want to share. Thank you.